Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Learn English with Mr. C. Hello, 大家好，又到了和西哥学英语的节目时间了。FM 19118，喜欢本节目的同学呢，可以通过下载荔枝 FM 来收听本节目。那么今天给大家讲一个演讲，在我死之前，我想 Before I die I want by Candy Chang。There are a lot of ways that people around us can help improve our lives. We don't bump into every neighbor, so a lot of wisdom never gets passed on. Though we do share the same public spaces. So over the past few years, I've tried ways to share more with my neighbors in public space, using simple tools like stickers, stencils, and chalk.And these projects came from questions I had, like, how much are my neighbors paying for their apartments? How can we lend and borrow more things without knocking on each other's doors at a bad time? How can we share more of our memories of our abandoned buildings and gain a better understanding of our landscape? And how can we share more of our hopes for our vacant storefronts? So...Our communities can reflect our needs and dreams today. Now, I live in New Orleans, and I'm in love with New Orleans. My soul is always soothed by the giant live oak trees, shading lovers, drunks, and dreamers for hundreds of years, and I trust a city that always makes a way for music. I feel like every time someone sneezes, New Orleans has a parade.The city has some of the most beautiful architecture in the world, but it also has one of the highest amounts of abandoned properties in America. I live near this house, and I thought about how I could make it a nicer place for my neighborhood. And I also thought about something that changed my life forever. In 2009, I lost someone I loved very much. Her name was Joan. She was a mother to me.And her death was sudden and unexpected. And I thought about death a lot, and this made me feel deep gratitude for the time I've had, and brought clarity to the things that are meaningful to my life now. But I struggle to maintain this perspective in my daily life. I feel like it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and forget what really matters to you. So with help from old and new friends,I turned the side of this abandoned house into a giant chalkboard and stenciled it with a fill-in-the-blank sentence. Before I die, I want to. So, anyone walking by can pick up a piece of chalk, reflect on their lives, and share their personal aspirations in public space. I didn't know what to expect from this experiment, but by the next day, the wall was entirely filled out, and it kept growing.And I'd like to share a few things that people wrote on this wall. Before I die, I want to be tried for piracy. Before I die, I want to straddle the international dateline. Before I die, I want to sing for millions. Before I die, I want to plant a tree. Before I die, I want to live off the grid. Before I die,I want to hold her one more time. Before I die, I want to be someone's cavalry. Before I die, I want to be completely myself. So this neglected space became a constructive one, and people's hopes and dreams made me laugh out loud, tear up, and they consoled me during my own tough times. It's about knowing you're not alone. It's about understanding our neighbors in new and enlightening ways. It's about making space for reflection and contemplation, and remembering what really matters most to us as we grow and change. I made this last year and started receiving hundreds of messages from passionate people who wanted to make a wall with their community. So my Civic Center colleagues and I made a toolkit. And now, walls have been made in countries around the world, including Kazakhstan, South Africa, Australia, Argentina, and beyond. Together, we've shown how powerful our public spaces can be if we are given the opportunity to have a voice and share more with one another. Two of the most valuable things we have are time and our relationships with other people. In our age of increasing distractions, it's more important than ever to find ways to maintain perspective and remember what life is brief and tender. Death is something that we're often discouraged to talk about or even think about. But I've realized that preparing for death is one of the most empowering things you can do. Thinking about death clarifies your life. Our shared spaces can better reflect what matters to us as individuals and as a community. And with more ways to share our hopes, fears, and stories, the people around us can not only help us make better places, they can help us lead better lives. Thank you. 那好了，那我给大家读完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我给大家，这个是一篇很短的演讲，就是讲有关这个人叫做 Candy Zhang 啊，那么他叫 Candy Zhang， 那么这个人他做了一个小黑板，一个大黑板。大黑板写满了这个印上去的这个填空，叫做 Before I die, I want to。 他就让这个他这个小区的所有的人呢，拿起一支粉笔去往上填。那么这个结果呢，就是非常让他感动。那么第一句话说 There are a lot of ways that people around us can help improve our lives。 那么就是有很多种方法，就是我们可以提高自己的生活，我们不需要就是去打扰每一个邻居，所以我们不能去打扰每一个邻居。Bump into every neighbor 啊 ，bump into 是这个串门的意思。我们不能就是找每个邻居去串门，所以呢，很多的知识呢从来没有得到过宣扬。Get passed on, a lot of wisdom never gets passed on， 就是很多的知识没有得到传递。Though we do share the same public spaces, 尽管我们住在一起。So over the past few years, 在过去的几年里呢，那么我尝试着以不同的方式，如用贴纸、展板、这些粉笔等这些简单的工具。那么这里有一个单词叫做 stickers， stickers 就是粘贴的意思。Stencils, S-T-E-N-C-I-L-S。是模板的意思，印刷上的文字啊，就是这个活版印刷 stencils and chalk， 就是粉笔的意思。这些这些项目、这些行动、这些计划呢，就都来自于我问的一个问题，就像到底我的邻居到底花了多少钱在他们的这些住房上、公寓上啊？那么How can we lend and borrow more things? 我们怎样借或者借出去更多的东西？那么我们做这个东西的时候呢，不需要去敲每个人的门，在这个别人最窘迫的时间去打扰人家。How can we share more of our memories of our abandoned buildings? 那么我们怎样去分享我们的这些废弃的房屋的记忆，然后呢，去积攒，就是 gain a better understanding， 去有一个更好的理解。对我们这个地形，我们这个景观。How can we share more of our hopes for our vacant storefronts? 我们怎样呢？就是 storefront 是这个商店的铺面，沿街的这个店面房间的意思。我们怎样可以分享出就是更多的这个希望，为了我们这些空的这些小店铺啊 ，storefront。所以我们这个小区呢，可以反映出我们更多的需要 或者是梦想。Can reflect our needs and dreams today. Now I live in New Orleans. 现在我住在新奥尔兰 New Orleans. I'm in love with New Orleans. 那么我的灵魂经常 soothed. My soul is always soothed. 是抚慰安慰的意思。我的灵魂经常被这个大的这个 oak tree, 啊橡树啊被这个橡树抚慰着。Shading lovers.这个阴影情人阴影底下的情人呢醉汉呢还有这些 dreamers, 梦想家 for hundreds of years, 这几百年来的这些梦想家。And I trust a city that always makes way for music. 我信任一个城市呢这个城市是永远是崇尚音乐的。啊为什么他这么说呢 ?I feel like every time someone sneezes, New Orleans has a parade. 我们就说他就举个例子就是说当每次呢有人打喷嚏的时候呢这个 New Orleans 它就会有一个游行音乐的游行 Parade P-A-R-A-D 也就是说这个 New Orleans 的游行非常多的意思 The city has some of the most beautiful architecture 这个城市有很多的最漂亮的建筑在这个世界上而且有更高的这个 amount of abandoned properties in America 它有这个最高的这个美国的废弃的一些财产也就是说文化遗产的意思 Abandoned properties I live near this house And I thought about how I could make it a nicer space for my neighborhood 我就住在这些房子的旁边我就是在想我怎样才可以让我住的地方变得更好 I also thought about something that changed my life forever 我也在想一些能把我的人生永远改我也想到了一些改变我人生的事情在2009年呢我失去了一个我深爱的人 Her name was Joan 她的名字叫做 Joan 她就像一个对我来说就像一个母亲一样 She was a mother to me And her death was sudden and unexpected 她的死呢是突然的也是没有就是无所意料的所以呢我就开始想这个死这个东西 Made me feel deep gratitude for the time I've had 她让我感觉到了就是我就是让我对我的人生呢充满了感激之情 Deep gratitude for the time I've had Gratitude 是感恩的意思有一句话不知道大家知不知道 Dear Knight, I would like to take this flavor take this favor as a token of my gratitude 就是在这个童话世界里面这个公主一旦看到这个一个骑士要来救她的时候他就会把一个手绢丢出来说 Dear Knight, I grant you this favor. 我给你这个我给你这个手绢呢 as a token of our gratitude, 就是作为我的感激之情token of my gratitude. 那么这里面就是 a deep gratitude for the time I've had. And brought clarity to the things that are meaningful to my life now. Clarity, 什么意思呢就是清晰明确那么让我的人生变得更加清晰明确 But I struggle to maintain this perspective in my daily life 但是呢我一直是努力着维持我就是这种透视的啊 perspective 就是我这个观点我一直在努力维持我的人生观 I feel like it's easy to get caught up in the day to day and forget what really matters to you也就是说就是人过着过着就忘了什么是对自己最重要的了 So with help from old and new friends 在新旧朋友的帮忙中呢 I turned the side of this abandoned house into a giant chalkboard 我把这个废弃的房子变成了一个大黑板然后往上印了一些字是一些填空的填空的语句哈 Before I die I want toSo anyone walking by can pick up a piece of chalk, reflect on their lives, and share their personal aspirations in public space. 所以每个人走过呢，可以拿起自己的粉笔，写下自己的志愿。Aspiration 是志气，渴望 ，both aspiration. I didn't know what to expect from this experiment. 我没有想到我这个实验会得到什么结果。但是第二天呢，这个墙上已经写满了，而且都写出来了 ,keep growing. I'd like to share a few things that people wrote on this wall. 那么我想分享一些这些人写过的东西。 在我死之前呢，我想受到海盗的审判。I want to be tried, for piracy. Be tried for, 一种罪行啊，就是接受某种罪行的审判的意思。Piracy, 就是海盗行为，掠夺行为的意思。Before I die, I want to straddle the international dateline. Straddle, S-T-R-A-D-D-L-E, 是跨立、跨过的意思。我想跨过这个国际时间分割线。Before I die, I want to sing for millions. 在我死之前呢，我想给百万人唱歌。Before I die, I want to plant a tree. 死之前想种树。那么这里有个 Before I die, I want to live off the grid. 死之前呢，我想隐居。Live off the grid. Grid 是网格、格子的意思。也就是说你在格子的外面住着，那就是你隐居了。Live off the grid. G-R-I-D. 就隐居的意思。Before I die, I want to hold her one more time.在我死之前呢，我想再和他抱拥抱一次。Before I die, I want to be someone's cavalry. C-A-V-A-L-R-Y, 骑兵，骑兵啊！我想成为某一个人的这个骑士一样。Before I die, I want to be completely myself. 在我死之前呢，我想成为我自己。这些被忽略的空间呢，成为了一个 constructive one, 有建设意义的积极的东西。人的希望和梦想让我大笑出来。Laugh out loud, 是大笑的意思。Tear up, 是流泪。Tear up, and they consoled me, 就是控制我，安慰我。C-O-N-S-O-L-E-D, consoled me during my own tough time, 在我最困难的时候安慰着我。这是要知道，这是有关，就是他在告诉你，你不是一个人。It's about knowing you're not alone. It's about understanding our neighbors in new and enlightening ways. 这是在告诉我们要理解自己的这些邻居呢，以一种更加新的啊，有新颖的方式。Enlightening, 富有启发性的。It's about making space for reflections and contemplation. Contemplation, 沉思，设想。Making space for reflection and contemplation, 就是做一个思考的、沉思的一个空间。Remembering what really matters most to us as we grow and change, 要记住谁在我们的成长路程中最重要。I made this last year, 去年我做了一个这个东西，那就我收到了上百个人的这个消息呢，就是 passionate people, 这些热情的人的消息，他们想要在他们的这个社区里面建一座墙。So my civic center colleagues, 我的这个市民的公民，就是市政中心的有一个同事呢，和我们做了一个 toolkit, 工具箱啊。And 现在呢，这个墙呢，已经在这个国家的已经在这个全世界各地都有 ，including 这个包括这个哈萨克斯坦啊。South Africa, Australia, Argentina, Argentina, and beyond. Together, we've shown how powerful our public spaces can be. 我们团结在一起，我们这个向世人展示了我们这个公共场合到底是有多么的强大。If we're given the opportunity to have a voice and share more than one another, 只要我们有机会呢去进行分享。有两件非常就是有价值的东西啊，我们在这段时间得到的是我们的这个是时间与这个与他人的这些 relationships, 这些他人的关系。In our age of increasing distractions, 在我们这个年代呢，叫做 increasing distractions, 就是消遣的东西，娱乐的东西越来越多。那么 it's more important than ever to find ways to maintain perspective. 那么我们去找一些方法去维持自己的观点啊，就是让自己的这个心是不动的，或者是记住自己的这个生活呢是 brief and tender, 是简短的而且是脆弱的，是非常重要的。 tender, 啊，脆弱，柔软。 Death is something that we are often discouraged to talk about or even think about.死呢是我们经常不想说的，也不想想。 I realized that preparing for death is one of the most empowering things you can do. 我发现呢，准备自己的死亡呢，为自己的死亡准备呢，是非常有，就是 empowering, 有就是有就是有授权的，有权的。也就是说，准备死亡是你的一个权利，你应该这么做。Thinking about death clarifies your life. 那么想这个死亡呢，可以让你的生活变得更加的澄清。那么 our shared space can better reflect what matters to us as individuals and community. 那么我们这些分享的这个空间呢，可以更好的体现到底什么对我们是真正重要的。无论是对个人来说，或者对于整个社区来说，有了更多的方式来分享我们的希望、恐惧和经历呢，在我们的身边的人不仅能够帮助我们创造更好的地方，更帮助我们过上了更美好的生活。好了，那么不知道，那么我给讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。